Does it say recording in the top left for you?
Yes.
All right. All right. My name is Nick Eggert, and I am a student for the UW-Eau Claire Archive COVID-19 project. And today is 5/13, 2020, and it's approximately 1:38 in the afternoon. My first question to you is, what is your name? And then, do you mind sharing demographic information such as, your race, ethnicity, age, and gender for this project?
Well, my name is Sam Hockey, and you have permission to share the demographics.
Okay, awesome. And then, what are your primary things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Is this with our current state or before COVID-19?
Just before. So like for your job, extracurricular activities, stuff like that.
Okay. So I'm currently in high school, about to graduate. I am big into swimming. So that is something I did a lot. I practice frequently, participate in meets. I also like to go out and walk my dogs, just another way to stay fit. And I spend a lot of my time preparing for school or spending as much time outside as I can, occasionally chatting with my friends on online platforms or through video games.
Mm-hmm. And then, where do you live?
I live in Franklin, Wisconsin.
Okay. And then what is it like there for, like, the whole COVID-19?
So, in Franklin, the rules are, well, the same as the rest of Wisconsin. So, it's a stay-at-home order currently. And it's a lot quieter than it usually is. I'd notice if I go out to do something essential, like get some food or even just walking my dogs, I see a lot less people outside. Everyone's maybe a bit more divided. A lot of people wearing masks. I think that the trails outside are actually more full than they were. So that could be a positive or a negative, potentially. It's good to see people outside, but there's also, given our circumstances, maybe a little higher risk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is there, when you first learned about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it?
I personally learned about it mostly through pop culture at the beginning. It was kind of just on online. I knew more about it as a joke, honestly, than a serious threat. But then I started to hear about it coming to our country. I heard that it was here in Wisconsin, and then it got a little more serious. I wasn't worried about it because everyone was saying that it only harms adults, but adults and some other conditions people have are at high risk, that is. But I was not too worried until more stories came around, school got canceled, and yeah, it's pretty much at its peak, it seems like, right now.
So then have your thoughts changed about it over time then?
Yes, I definitely find myself maybe thinking about if I got it more and how that could affect me or all of the loved ones in my life, especially those who are at risk. And it makes me want to stay inside more and not potentially put myself or others in danger.
Mm-hmm. So what issues do you have the most about the COVID-19 pandemic or most concerned you?
I'm very concerned about, well, I'm kind of concerned about just the fact that this is an important time in my life and a lot of it is being spent inside. So there's finishing off school. There are a few important topics for, say, AP classes that were removed from, like, the exam. And I want to make sure that I go into college prepared. I also want to make sure that when I continue swimming in college, I'm concerned about my physical health a little bit because I want to make sure I come to college in shape, just like everyone else in other states, potentially even those who are able to be outside and swim in a pool during the summer more readily than we are in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Right. So just want to back up a little bit there. You said that you're a graduating senior and you're in classes currently right now. How has COVID-19 affected your classes?
I'd have to say for a lot of my classes, there is, it's similar work. Obviously, most of it's online. I think that a positive of it is that teachers are checking their emails a lot more frequently, but I guess that's really just a substitute to in-person contact. I think it's, I spend probably less time doing my schoolwork, and that's just because I think we've been assigned a little bit less, except I recently, just because of AP exams, I've been studying a lot, but I noticed just even yesterday after an exam, I quickly got back to kind of getting through my work really fast and then getting on with my, so I think it's maybe not the most positive thing for our education right now because it's difficult to teach complex subjects and watching a video isn't quite the same as being in person.
Mm-hmm. And then, so are your teachers doing like online lectures, like presentations, or are they going through like Zoom calls and stuff?
I personally, for my classes, have had almost no live interaction. We've been assigned to watch videos that are made by other teachers across the country. So like, for example, the College Board put up videos for AP classes. So I think that was helpful. But then there's a lot of other classes where it's kind of just, I get my work on a document, typically through Google Drive. And then I go through my checklist of work on there and mostly self-teach, with a few video reminders from teachers kind of explaining the work for us.
It's really interesting. It's not something I've heard of before from most schools, so it's really good you shared that. Have you had any difficulties with this change in method? I know you mentioned that you have a lot more like free time. You think the teachers are not giving you as much work, but have you had any difficulties?
Personally, my biggest difficulty would be getting started too late in the day, because I think I'd say on average I start about at 11 when school would have started at 7:20. And what that does for me is sometimes I'll eat a really late breakfast, I'll do some schoolwork, and then I kind of dedicate 4 o'clock for working out. For swimming, that is. So then I find myself staying up late. So it's really a big sleep cycle thing. I find myself doing schoolwork till later than I would, and then having my free time later than I would also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one difficulty. Another one was not being able to ask teachers questions quite as readily, or at least it was for math, for example. It was more difficult for me to ask a specific question because, you know, all the notation you use in math classes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, how are you graded for the rest of the school year too?
We are currently graded the same. We're using a standard-based rubric. So our grades have not changed, one could say. We still are, we're not moving to pass. We still have a 4.0 GPA scale. And that's, yeah, I mean, there's a lot more, I'd say, maybe completion work, but there's also certainly still the same where our percentages are taken. It's not a pass or fail.
Okay. So in your GPA and like your ability to scholarships aren't really that affected that much then?
No, not at Franklin, at least. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good that they're keeping that a little bit normal. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned before with your friends and so, and you're not seeing people at school like that, that interaction. How much has COVID-19 changed your social life?
I'd have to say that I actually find myself playing more video games for like a social reason, that is, because as many know, you can talk to your friends online. So we kind of, we even like designate Saturday for like a social gathering online. So we've done that. I've also had some Zoom calls with swim friends, and I use my phone a lot more maybe to respond and chat with others because it's the easiest way to do it unless you literally kind of meet up somewhere and talk from a distance. But that's with the weather lately, that's not the best option or the safest.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah, it's definitely been tough for a lot of people. And even having to do this, you know, we didn't see each other over Easter or anything, holidays, so that's true. Mm-hmm. I just want to move a little forward here. As a graduating senior, what are the plans for your classes like graduation ceremony?
So currently, our graduation ceremony was actually, we originally planned to have it still on, I want to say it was originally July, mid-July, let's say. But now they've moved it to Miller Park, supposedly. And that seems cool. It's like later July, I think it's maybe 18th roughly or something. But I know there's opposition to that. So no one's sure of what's happening, but as of now, the plan is at Miller Park. We're going to have graduation so that we can practice social distancing.
That's kind of cool, but it's kind of weird for the circumstances, you know, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
You mentioned before that you're a little bit concerned about like your freshman year of college. Are you finding it difficult not knowing whether or not you'll be on campus or online classes? How do you feel about that?
Personally, what I feel about that is a little nervous maybe about my future in learning and debt too, because I know everyone is committing to their schools and nobody really knows how schools are going to be able to differentiate online learning to say, you know, be as prestigious as they once were in person. So without the facilities of school, it's going to be a lot harder to understand or feel like the money I'm paying for college will be worth it almost. Mm-hmm. And I'm just worried that my quality of education might be a little short there, as well as me going to swim. I'm a little worried that I won't be able to do that activity either my first year of college.
Mm-hmm. Could you like elaborate a little bit about that for your swimming plans? How has COVID-19 affected that?
So currently, yeah, they I know the NCAA, they canceled all recruiting trips, so I never even got to go on a recruit for UW-Milwaukee, and that was a bit of a bummer. It maybe made my decision harder to make because, you know, I couldn't tour any of the schools that I was thinking about. It was nice to have some friends to be in contact with, though, being, you know, I'm local to the Milwaukee area. And they say for the swim season next year, Milwaukee has not decided, obviously, if they have, if they're having online school or not yet. So I would think with online school, I feel like swimming might have to be canceled with that. Either that or they would have practices with limited numbers of people. They've not covered that yet because I think they, you know, are, they don't want to have to think about that, but I think it's, you know, a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so with all that up in the air, how are you like staying in shape then for all that? Like you said, you're walking your dogs mostly and you're working out. Is there anything else?
Yeah. Well, for working out, we have our swim team. So my sister, who's younger, also is on swim team. They do live video chats with workouts. So we'll spend pretty much every day doing about 45 minutes of exercise to stay in shape. And then there's also my family will run because there are good trails nearby and they're not closed by us. So we're fortunate to have that to stay in shape as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad you are still going through with that. All right. I'm going to change up the topic here from schooling. I'm going to ask you a little bit about your job status. Has COVID-19 affected your job at all?
Oh, yeah, it definitely has. So for some background, my job, well, I had multiple, and they're actually summer jobs. So they were pool-related. One of them, I was a swim instructor, and the other one is a lifeguard at a nearby, essentially, country club. So both these locations have not been able to tell us really what's happening. I know that the club I work for is a privately, like, member-owned place, so they will probably be able to open up eventually, but it's going to be rough for me with my jobs because I would think if they open up, they'd have to, you know, limit the number of people in potentially, maybe even make a sign-up list for when people can come, which would mean less lifeguards needed. My other job for swim instructing would probably be the same because we're poolside. A lot of pools are closed for a while, quite a while actually, unless they're privately owned or I want to say something like that. YMCAs I know can open. But I think I might have to seek another job, something that I could do that's not related as much to, you know, communicating with other people or potentially find a job for an essential service that is.
Mm-hmm. Does your line of work like affect like paying for school and all that too for the future, or where does that money go for if you don't mind me asking?
No, that's all right. I've been saving it a bit, mostly for, it's kind of like my gas money to, so it's right now it's like my, it funds my things I do besides school. So some of it would go towards, I would think, paying for anything extra I would do maybe when I go to college, you know, like that extra spending money everyone kind of brings with them. I would probably put some of it towards textbooks and materials that I would need, like a computer. I actually need one of those for college.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty smart management with your money for in the future. For my next question, how has COVID-19 pandemic affected employment of people you know?
So my dad works for SC Johnson, and they have sent everyone home to work. So he's been working from home. I honestly think that, well, because of that he works for, actually, they're seeing kind of a boom right now because of the situation. So he's at home all the time and busier, I think. So he spends a lot of time in meetings, that is, and it's probably roughly the same work he would be doing just from home. My mom has filed for unemployment because she's a dental hygienist, and they were at very high risk of getting the disease or the virus, and she will be returning to work, I believe, late May, and they're going to have to follow strict precautionary measures to prevent spread.
Okay. And so with all that going on, has COVID-19 affected you and your family's day-to-day activities then?
Yes. I think a positive is that we all see each other a little more. We've been eating together more often because nobody really has anywhere to be, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we'll occasionally get out and do those things like dog walks as a family more than we would. Sometimes watch movies. So I think that as an entire family, it's actually brought some productive things to the house like that. We've been trying to renovate certain parts of the house. But it's also just, we're all a little nervous of what could come. But we're staying hopeful because it seems like things are going to return to more normal in the near future.
That's good. One of my questions is, have you or anyone challenged yourself with new skills? Like, have you tried teaching yourself new stuff?
I would have to say maybe the only thing I've done that's maybe a little new is going out and running. As a swimmer, I swam a lot more than ran, and it's kind of just a commonly known like thing that swimmers can swim but not run. So I've been working on that a little because it's something close maybe to swimming, at least when it comes to doing activity. And I've been really challenging myself to maybe stay positive while I'm working out, keep a good attitude to get the most out of the short workouts I am doing.
Okay. Very nice. I want to shift it a little bit here again. How do you think the COVID-19 outbreak has affected your community?
In our community, I see there's some division. If you're looking at politics, maybe there's division between people's opinions on whether we should be out or inside. So that's brought a lot of people are, going around telling others to be inside, but then there's some people, essentially protesting by just being outside.
All right, so my computer quit, and so we're back now, and this is the day and age that we live in now that, computer technologies cutting out and stuff. So let's go from here. I think we were talking about the community and how it interacted, and you were going on about how Franklin is reacting to COVID-19. Are they taking it seriously around there?
Yes, I believe we're taking it pretty serious as a community. They've put up signs to block off all the playgrounds at least. So it's one of those things that they're not loosely enforcing. They're definitely following the law. The one thing is I'd maybe say I haven't heard much about anyone getting fined for being together. So if we're just analyzing maybe the police department, maybe they could be a little more strict there. But other than that, I think we've been doing a good job and everyone's been pretty informed of what they're supposed to be doing.
Good, good. What precautions have you and your family been taking during this?
My mom always instructs us to wash our hands after we leave the house ever. So that's a small thing, but it's important because soap is really able to just destroy all those viruses, or destroy the coronavirus at least. So keeping our hands washed and just kind of minimizing anything we touch if we ever went out. So for Mother's Day, for example, I went out with my sister and we only touched things that we bought from the store. So we also kind of washed those things. Mostly our hands. We weren't like going too crazy on washing everything, but we just minimized things we touched, made sure our hands were washed, especially after I was like receiving change from a self-checkout and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding it harder to find stuff in like your community?
I know for the first few weeks of the stay-at-home order, my parents were unable to find toilet paper, except for at a gas station. So, in fact, they were, like, limited to buying, like, a pack of four rolls every time they'd go there. So they'd be like, all right, let's get up at 8 in the morning so we can make it to the opening of the gas station, and then they'd buy their four rolls of toilet paper. So that's the only item I personally know they've had difficulty finding. But I think that's smoothed out a lot now. I think they're able to find it wherever they go.
Okay. And then have you seen people around you like change their opinions on day-to-day activities or relationships in response to the pandemic?
Yes, I certainly have. There's a lot of my friends who are very, very social. They've been strict about this house order. They've not left. They haven't seen even, say, their girlfriends or significant others. And that was a big lifestyle change, I think, for a lot of them. And then even some of them maybe that were more strict about it are now starting to loosen up because they think that their state of mind is maybe more important than their health at this point. Like, I have a friend who was very strict about it. He advocated for staying in your house, but he's like, I kind of want to start seeing people once a week at least because I think he's basically said his state of mind wasn't good and he wanted to be able to see people a little more. So I think a lot of people are changing from either, you know, becoming less social or people now are just getting antsy near the end of our time.
Mm-hmm. And then has COVID-19 changed your like opinion and like your relationships with family or friends and community?
I personally think that it hasn't changed too many of my relations with anyone. I know that I've been good at respecting what other people choose to do during this time. Even though some people maybe I could frown upon their actions, you know, the people who are going out and seeing friends whenever they want, wherever they want, and just blatantly breaking the rule and not attempting. So I maybe lost a little respect to those individuals, mm-hmm. but I personally think that I've kept strong relations with everyone, especially my family during this time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So I'm just going to switch it over this next question. Do you know anyone that's gotten sick from COVID-19?
I personally know nobody who's gotten sick from it.
Okay.
There's only, yeah, no, only stories from just the people that I never even know. I don't know anyone in this community by name who's gotten the coronavirus.
Okay. I just know if anyone from school or has gotten it at all.
Yeah, no, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Have you been following along with the news and COVID-19 at all?
Not exactly. I know there was the news about our graduation was protested. Or not specifically Franklin's, but Miller Park graduations were protested. And I've heard about protests for ending the stay-at-home order. Just, I've mostly heard about kind of the backlash of the whole situation rather than the actual spread of the disease at this point. I know that there was a lot of talk about flattening the curve, say a month ago, but as of now, I personally could not even say if we're improving or not. I'm not very informed when it comes to the infection spread, at least.
Okay. So then where do you mostly learn, about COVID then? Like, if it's all clear, what form did you get it then?
I've learned mostly about it through one of my friends, actually, the one who I was talking about, telling people not to go out, and who is a strong advocate of the law. So he was, through lots of our online communication, it's just a common topic because we're all thinking about graduation parties and mm-hmm. getting to see each other again. So he brings up a lot of interesting facts, being far more involved with the news maybe than I am. So I receive most of my information from him, actually, and occasionally some things on TV, more less of like the news, more of, say, I know there's a lot of commercials out about the disease right now. So those type of things, it's kind of how I learned about preventing the spread of the disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know you said that you don't really follow along. Do you have like any thoughts on like how the local or state or national government has been handling the whole situation? Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard that we are quite possibly, well, I've heard that the money or funding is running out in Wisconsin for people's, I don't know if it's the relief checks or unemployment. I'm not sure how that works exactly, but that's a little concerning, I think. Here in Wisconsin, I could be absolutely wrong, but I think we've been pretty strict on the law or pretty strict with the stay-at-home order, at least maybe compared to other states where I'm hearing a lot more of opening up things and kind of getting the economy flowing again.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So I'm going to switch the topics again here. We're going to look forward to like the future and all that. Has your experience transformed how you think about your future plans or handling money?
Yeah, I think mostly in relation to the topic of, like I was saying, the value of education right now and how people even think that maybe a school that was online in the past and not considered as prestigious as another school could be just as prestigious, if not more, because they're used to doing this type of thing. So everyone, or at least me, I'm a little concerned about the way I'll feel about my educational experience. I think that in the end, I don't think the education will be, my education will be that hindered. It'll just feel like, or at least I'll be a little concerned about maybe the fact that I spent thousands of dollars and could potentially not even get to experience the facilities that my college will have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think about things that you took for granted, like such as attending sports events and going to restaurants, and think anything differently about them now?
Yeah, I kind of took a lot for granted when it came to seeing my friends. I think that we visited restaurants a lot. We were pretty frequent visitors to McDonald's and Taco Bell. But those things, now that we can't do them, it's kind of upsetting. I even have a lot of gift cards sitting around at home that I'm just dying to use and get out there. It's a bit upsetting. I've understood why this is happening, and I don't think I totally took those things for granted, because I have been pretty hopeful through this whole thing that I'll be able to return to doing those things shortly. But I will say that I want to put a lot of time aside for my friends, mm-hmm, after we're released, not, you know, choose to not see them if I'm just doing something alone. Like, I certainly want to think about the social aspect of my life more than, you know, spending time alone, potentially. Say if I was playing video games alone, or spending a lot of time out, like, walking the dog. I think that I should get out there with my friends and experience things that have been closed for the last few months with them as soon as they open.
Mm-hmm. So it'll change kind of like your thought process about, you know, spending individual time is what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that more of like the not very constructive individual time, which there's certainly a lot of that, just time on my phone. That's like, why would I spend it on my phone if I could get out there and hang out with them instead? Because, mm-hmm, you know, I have all the time in the world kind of to be on my phone right now, but I don't really see the value of being on your phone for as long as I could be right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then, do you think any differently now about large crowds and like public display of affection?
I think that right now it's pretty shunned upon or frowned upon if you see people in big crowds right now, just, you know, with their friends, you know, also some public display of affection maybe in there. It would just not be, I don't know, I think that for a few months everyone should seen in large crowds, because it's just not a popular thing right now. I think that after the pandemic is, you know, once things slow down again, I don't see much of a problem with large crowds, because I think it'd be very hard to limit crowds for, you know, the rest of our existence. But for now, even the next few months, I think it would be a safe idea to avoid large crowds when possible.
Nice. How long do you think the pandemic will last?
I'm hearing that it could be a recurring matter, but I think that things will be closest to normal. And this is kind of just a prediction, but I don't think things are going to be even close to normal come May 26th. I think it's going to take till at least July for things to be semi-normal again.
Okay. All right. I got one final question for you. Is there anything that you can think of that has been a positive effect of the pandemic?
A positive effect would be, I think everyone's enjoying nature more. I think that people are, you know, maybe conscientious about nature as well when they're out there. I see a lot of people spending time with their families. I see them walking the trails. I see people spending a lot of time maybe studying for their classes. So not everyone is, you know, doing their best schoolwork, but I think people are being productive, and the passionate people who are passionate about their education are doing something unique with this time, whether they're practicing an instrument that they want to keep playing in the future, or if they're making their own workouts, figuring out what works best for them to get stronger, or even if it's just trying out new things like you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the questions for me. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to anyone about COVID-19?
No, that's really all I have.
All right. Well, awesome. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this interview with me. And I hope everything in the future works out for you, and that classes and school and swimming, that all works out for you too in the fall. And
as we
you have a great rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for your